Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It is Saturday, November 2nd, and it is the Saturday Spotlight with your boy, the one and only, your favorite author, Jeff. That's right, Jeff. Known to some as Jeffrey, as I always say, and the spelling on that is E-R-Y, not R-E-Y, R-O-S-H-E-L-L for my last name. And welcome to another episode of the Saturday Spotlight. Again, as I say, it is November 2nd, the first Saturday of November. Can y'all believe it? We are almost halfway through the year. Well, not at the end of the year, I should say. Not through the year, the end of the year. The year is basically over with. It's like we got a couple of more weeks, and then Thanksgiving will be here. Then after that, Christmas coming to tax. Then New Year's 2020. Can't believe it. It's like once, I would say for me, what I think about it is once September, about September, October, Halloween passes, then it's like it's time for the new year. It's like you blink of an eye, Thanksgiving, you eating with your family. Next thing you're doing, you're getting Christmas out the way, then it's New Year's. The New Year's in, another year done passed. So I'm just grateful that 2019 wasn't as worse as some of the other years I've had, but it was quite a journey. And we lost another icon this week, John Witherspoon, a.k.a. Pops, a.k.a. Mr. Bang Bang Bang, a.k.a. from the Wayans Brothers. Pops is gone. I could not believe it when I saw that. Can anybody believe it? I couldn't believe when I saw that. John Witherspoon is not with us anymore, and John Witherspoon has been around doing TV for a long time, and I actually didn't know that the minister, Gertrude, I think Stacks is her last name, is his sister. I didn't know that. I know she's very famous in the religious ministry and community, but I did not know that was his sister, so I looked her up. So that was like a shock just to hear that as well. But rest in peace to Pops, and like I said, I love the laugh that he gave on the Wayans Brothers, Boomerang, Friday, playing the father on Friday. John Witherspoon was an icon, a legend, and he definitely will be missed. But I wonder who's the third, because, you know, coming three. First it was Diane Carroll, now it's him. I wonder if it is or will be, not to, you know, say that, but it does come in three. So I'm wondering who the third celebrity will be before this year closes out. But, again, I say rest in peace to Pops, John Witherspoon. So here in Chicago this week, Snow. I was not expecting this snow, and I was not expecting this snow on Halloween at that. I was at work, and I want to say around about 7:30, 8 o'clock when I was into my shift, I started to see snow coming down. So I'm like, okay, cool. You know, a little light dusting of the snow, nothing real major, nothing big. But then after that, it started to come down hard. And then it started to stick. And then it started to blow. And I had the wrong type of coat on. I was in a jacket. And I'm like, are you serious? It's only October 31st. I remember last year, October 31st, because I just came from Cancun, Mexico with some friends the month prior to September. But I remember last year, I believe it was hot. We was outside like it was 70, 80 degrees. Not this year, not here in Chicago. It was 36 with snow. And I'm not looking forward to the winter months. I was not looking forward to that, and I'm definitely not looking forward to these winter months coming up. And believe it or not, I am a winter baby. I was born this month. This is my birthday month, and I'll be celebrating my birthday on the 29th of November. And like I said, even though I was born in November, born in the winter months, I do not like the winter at all. I actually count down to when it gets hot again, and I need to probably relocate and be somewhere where it's hot. But I'm not ready for it. I ain't got no boots, no pants, no nothing. I'm still around here wearing shorts and flip-flops, Nike flip-flops at that, with no socks. So it's like winter coming, but it's already here. You thinking it's coming, but it's already here. So I just wonder what December, January, February and March and April going to bring, because living in Chicago, y'all know, living here as well as the people that don't live here, you see on the news, we be having some bad winters. And I'm kind of thinking that maybe this winter might be a bad winter this year, because it done already snowed and it's cold already. So not looking forward to that at all. But like I said, this is my birthday month, so I'm looking up that. Sag to stand up. Got to represent for my fellow Sag brothers and sisters. Sagittarius, best sign under the zodiac is the Sagittarian. Sorry to say. And we got to let them little Scorpios have a little moment right quick. But the best sign under it is the Sagittarius. Sagittarius is the best sign of the zodiac. We have our little issues, but we'll take the shirt off our back, shoes off our feet. As long as you treat us right and do us right, you got no problem. But the moment you cross a Sagittarian, we worse than Cancer. They say Cancer is bad when you cross them. Nope, Sagittarius is even worse. Even worse. But tonight, I'm looking for my co-host. I still have to sad text him, Sean Starling, who is not on, is supposed to be on. I'm going to have to sad text him to see what's going on, but I was supposed to be introducing him tonight as my co-host. But we will be talking to author Tanya LaRue, Miss TJ LaRue, and her book, Sinful Pleasures. She will be the featured author tonight to talk about her book, talk about her, what got her started, all that good stuff. And then we'll take some Q&As, as always, from the audience as well. But let me reach out to Sean to see where he is at, because I don't see him on here yet. And now he needs to be on here because he's the co-host for tonight. I'm going to definitely get on them about that, because you co-hosting tonight. How you not on the show? But anyways, I will do I narrowed it down to 5 books. I usually do 10 books, but I'm going to do my 5 books next week on what books to read for the month. I always give y'all 5 different authors, 5 different books to read. I'm a big advocate on reading books. I write books myself, as some know I'm an author as well. But I also advocate other authors' books, too. And that's the reason why I've done this show, because I put on other authors as well for this show to read their books. So that was the reason that made me come up with the author spotlight. As I stated in my first show that I did a couple of weeks ago, the reason I put on for this was to start doing this, because we had a platform, and this is the platform that started me as well, too. When I very first wrote my very first book, I did Keisha Green's show. I did April Freeman's show. I did Charnell Williams' show. And they kind of, not to say they dropped the ball, but they started doing other things. But I just picked up the torch and kept it going, because this is a good platform for authors to showcase their books, because there's so many of us out there. And we can, you know, only do so much with getting out to different book fairs and doing other things of that nature, having our own book signings. But if you don't have the money and the opportunity to do your own book signings and things, where do you turn to and go? So I think that me doing this author show every week will get us the opportunity to see other authors, well, not see, but hear other authors and hear what books are out there to read. Because I know people that like to read a lot of books and people that will finish a book in 2 or 3 days. I know my aunt is like that. And I have a cousin that's like that, that likes to read different books as well, too, and read them and finish them within 2 to 3 days. I myself, before I wrote books, I used to be able to sit at work or even be at home in my leisure time and finish a book if it was really good within 2 or 3 days. Not no more. I don't know if it's because I done got older and I'm reaching that 40 mark, but I've recently learned that I cannot finish a book no matter how good it is within almost 2 weeks. I used to be able to read a book within 2 to 3 days and I'd be done with it, but nowadays that's not the case. And then even with writing a book, if sometimes I'll be up really, really late typing, and sometimes I won't pick it up for days, but I set myself a goal and a deadline because I'm finishing my 5th book as of right now, and I plan to have that done and to the editor by March. I have to let my aunt, my oldest aunt, she's my second set of eyes, look over the manuscript. She looks over my manuscripts for me and gets all my mistakes and things and gets her red marker out because I print pages out for her to do. I print out 100 pages at a time, and she gets through those pages within, I want to say, 2 or 3 days. I've given her a whole book, and she's done it within 3 or 4 days. So she's like my second set of eyes and ears. But this 5th book I'm working on is going to be pretty lengthy because it is about a movie star and his life, and he's going to be doing a tell-all book about his life. And in that tell-all book is going to be his infidelities because he has 5 kids by 5 different women. They're not by the same mother. So that's going to be a kind of going back between the 60s, 70s, 80s, and the 90s. So I'm going to take everybody back in the book, and just everybody that loved the 70s, 80s, 90s, and the 60s, you're definitely going to like this book because I'm able to give you a reminder of how things were back in those days with the music and the things that subjects I touched in the book. But I don't want to get too much of it away because I'm not done with it yet. So that being said, we're going to move on. And now, as always, this show was sponsored by Beggar's Pizza in Gary, Indiana. Beggar's Pizza in Gary, Indiana, they're open till midnight. That address is 4345 South Broadway, and that number is 219-951-0695. Again, the number is 219-951-0695. And Mickey's on Stoney, home of the famous jerk fries, and they're open till 1 a.m. tonight. Their address is 8126 South Stoney Island on the southeast side of Chicago, and their number is 773-902-2800. Again, their number is 773-902-2800. And Layla's Sports Bar, which is opening soon. I think they opened up already, if I'm not mistaken. They had a Halloween party there on Thursday night. But their address is 14908. Chicago, and that's the Chicago Road in Dalton, Illinois. Layla Sports Bar and Grill, 14908 Chicago Road in Dalton, Illinois. And I don't have a phone number for Layla Sports Bar and Grill yet, but I believe they're opened up already because they had a Halloween party there on Thursday night for Halloween. So I see my guest for the night, Miss TJ LaRue, Miss Tanya. I'm going to bring her on a little earlier because my co-host is not here. My co-host is texting me, telling me to hold on. So I'm going to seriously put him in a chokehold when I see him because you know he's supposed to be on this show because this is the first night you on the show and you forgot. So I'm going to choke you, but I'm going to bring on Miss Tanya LaRue, TJ LaRue, to talk about her book, Sinful Pleasures, and to ask her a few questions and so forth. And then I will turn the lines over to anybody that wants to talk to and give well wishes to Miss TJ LaRue. And she might be also, well, I'm not saying might, she will be also gifting a book to a lucky caller. So without further ado, I'm going to bring in Miss TJ LaRue. Miss Tanya LaRue, how are you doing tonight, ma'am?
I'm well. How are you tonight?
Doing good, and you're coming through perfectly clear. I can hear you.
Perfect. Well, I'm glad that you have me on, so I'm excited to be here with you tonight.
I'm excited as well, too. You still here with me?
I'm still here with you. I'm not going anywhere. I'm right here with you.
Okay, cool. I didn't know if I lost you or not. It was like a big pause in between us.
Now I'm here with you. Don't worry. You got me. I'm locked in.
Okay. Okay, cool, cool. So first off, just tell the audience out here, the Radio League listening audience, who is Tanya LaRue? Tell us about yourself.
She's an everyday person. I'm no different from anyone else. I'm a mother. I'm a wife. I work at 9 to 5 every day. I work hard. But I love to read. I love literature. I love any type of book that you can think of. I'll read it. So it kind of, you know, goes into how I got started with, you talked a little bit about it earlier. I'm the type of person, I could read an entire book. If you give me an hour, I'll sit down and read the whole book. I'm a very fast reader. You know, if you start reading that fast, you got a large collection of books that just sit around, and I got tired of having this huge collection just sitting here, and then all my friends just kept saying, you got crazy stories in your head. You need to start writing, and that led me to be in here with you tonight.
Exactly, exactly. And is Simple Play, is that your first and only book, or have you written more?
Oh, I've written a lot. So Simple Pleasures was my love-hate story. I actually started that 10 years ago. I loved it so much that I didn't want it to end. So every time I'd get mad at it, I'd start a new story. But I'd always come back to Simple Pleasures. So after this one, I actually have a collection of short stories that's set to come out. And then part two of Simple Pleasures is slated to come out as well.
Okay, cool. And tell us a little bit about Simple Pleasures without giving so much of it away. What's the book about? Because I know you sent it to me and Sean, and I didn't have a chance to check because I've been so busy with other things, and I know he read a couple of pages, and I'm going to choke him for not being on the show today. He's supposed to be coming on today, and he's texting me, telling me he's going to be late. I'm going to choke him. But tell us a little bit about the book because I didn't get a chance to check it out yet.
Don't worry, don't worry. Simple Pleasures is the ultimate tale of love, lust, lies, and deceit. We start with Kelly James, who has her world turned upside down when the Black Widow sets eyes on her. I don't want to give too much because, honestly, if you start reading it from the second page, it takes you all the way through the end. It'll catch you from the very beginning.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. And what genre is this book in? Is it erotica?
It is. It is. But it's not just about, you know, everyone thinks this book like this is just about sex, but it's not. It's relationships. It's marriages. It's about everything under the sun, honestly.
Okay. 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 And why did you choose to write this book? What made you want to write this book? Because I know you said you've been picking it up, putting it down, but what made you want to write this book?
It's completely outside of my normal, and actually I didn't pick it. I just sat down and started writing. Actually, I wasn't even sitting. I was actually at a football field for my son's practice, and I started writing this book on my cell phone, on a Sidekick. And as a story, it just kept developing, and I would go whichever way it would go, I went on a journey with it. When I write, it's very clear, it's very vivid, so you'll see every step of the way. I don't know how I ended up in this genre, but this is where I am.
Okay. And I can say the same thing to contest to that with you, because I wrote an erotic book too, which I'm going to start as a series, Friday After Dark. And I wasn't really like sure about how to do it, Tanya. I just went forth and did it. It was kind of like I was nervous, but I don't know if you kind of like the same way. But that's how I was. It's like I'm like, okay, I'm doing this, but I don't really have that much per se in it. But I didn't intend for it either to be based erotica. It's like a message in each three stories in the book, but a lot of people say when they think about it's erotica, but that's I'm like you too as well too. I didn't want it to be based so much on erotica. I wanted my story, the message to get across in my story as well too in the book. So
that's it. You go with it when it happens, but you know it's a great storyline. I mean, I'm a huge fan of it, and everyone else that I've had read it, they love it as well. So I was a little bit leery about writing that type of book because, you know, when you're writing that, I'm sure you've gotten, you know, different looks and questions from people about how can you write this? Why are you writing this? What kind of person are you writing this? So it's hard. It took me a while to be able to say to people that, hey, I wrote a book, but I wrote a book about this. So it's a process to be able to say that.
Exactly. And I have to agree with you on that, because when I wrote Friday After Dark, I know a lot of people, especially my mother, she was like, you know, what's your aunties and uncles going to think about you writing that book? And I'm like, okay, I want to try something new, you know, but it's different. But, you know what I'm saying?
It
works. It's different. It works, you know, so definitely. So what are your other books about? How many other books have you written? And are they in that same genre or are they a different genre?
It is there. Honestly, it's all in the same. For some reason, it's where I'm comfortable at in writing. So I try not to stray from that right now. This is really where my comfort zone is, so I stay within that.
Okay. Awesome. And, like, where's your, like, writing space? Is it, like, in your house? Is there a certain place you go, like, to get away, to get collect your thoughts and write? Is it at Starbucks? Like I said, your house? What's your favorite place to go and write your book?
Wherever my mind is, that's where my space is. Honestly, I keep a notepad with me at all times. I'm constantly texting myself. I was in line yesterday, and a character's name hit me, and I'm texting myself to remember the character's name that I wanted to use for. Now, I don't even have a story for this character, but I'm going to build a story around this, just around the name. So when the moment hits me, I'm ready for it.
Okay, awesome. Good to hear. And is there, like, any kind of snacks that you like? I know I like to munch on gummy bears, and I'm a Twizzlers Nip guy. Is there any kind of snacks that you like to eat when you're sitting and typing and writing?
No, but when I want a snack, I'm definitely going to have it. It's no particular snack that I want. Sometimes ice cream, sometimes cookies, sometimes chips. I'm a big chip girl, so that's usually how I go.
Okay. Fritos or regular chips?
Regular chips, salt and vinegar, sour cream, sometimes a barbecue.
Okay. I definitely like that salt and barbecue too. Yep, definitely. That salt and sour and the barbecue and the tangy cheese.
Yep.
They're my favorite too.
That's it.
Definitely. So you say you're working on another one right now as well?
So the next one that I want to come out, it's just all a collection of short stories. So these are the ones that held me over while I was going through my love-hate affair with Sinful Pleasures. So what I would do is I'd start another story, but I'd want to keep them as short stories because I didn't want to commit too much time to them because my ultimate goal was to get back to Sinful Pleasures. So I have a collection of 20 short stories that I'm going to put together in one novel. And actually what I'm going to do is have a reader's choice. So I'm going to let them pick which short story they would like out of that novel that they want to see as a full novel.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I'm writing
and
for
have you done
my readers.
Right. That's the main goal. Main goal, Tanya. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing I look at. So people always ask me, do I look at the money for it? No, I write for the readers.
No.
The love of the yeah. Because like
it.
I tell people all the time, you think you make money, you're not going to make a lot. So, you know what I'm saying?
Nope.
Not saying you can't, but if you're thinking that you're going to make all this abundance of money, it's not going to happen. So definitely.
It's a lot of work and dedication. It's all for the love of the craft. That's it.
Yep. And that's what we love to do. And that's why I like to read other authors. And just like I said, I have abundance and love for my brothers and sisters who like to write. Because like I said, most of us is not doing it for the money like me and you. You know, we're doing it because we love the craft.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got to always ask this question to anybody that I have on the show or anybody, period, that I talk to when I interview. And I know you get it, Tanya, because I've gotten it from several people too. But what tips do you give to somebody that's getting ready to write a book? They tell you, Tanya, I want to write a book, but where do I get started? Like, what's the one tip tips you tell them in getting started with getting their book off the ground?
I do have a lot of people ask me that, you know, how do you write a book? How can you write a book? What should I do? And the first thing I tell people is, first of all, if you want to write, just write. Write whatever comes to you, because as I started writing in the beginning, it was trash. I went through so many different writing styles just to develop to the way that I am now. But I kept reading and I kept writing and I kept connecting to others who were trying to do the same thing. I looked at a lot. I was part of different writing forums. That actually helped me a lot. Part of different writing groups and challenge groups to different topics of the day to write a story around. That helped me a lot. It pushed me out of my comfort zone as well. So I have tried to write other different type of genres, but like I said, erotica is my comfort zone. But just keep writing and just honestly believe in yourself, because there's a lot of times where people are going to say, you're not, and I've had to say, you're not a writer, you can't write, you're not an author. And if you believe it, you will be.
Right, right. Exactly. And like I tell people all the time that they ask me, they think that it's so easy to write a book and, oh, you wrote a book, I can write one. And it took you how long to get the book done? And I know you got, like I said, with the money thing, I know you got a lot of money because you done wrote four books. And I'm like, no, I'm still working. Matter of fact, Tanya, I have two jobs. Not just one. I'm working two jobs. And writing books. So, it, like I said, it's with us independent authors, we doing a lot for ourselves. We're doing the money part. We're doing the get our books out there and pushing them and things like that. So that's why I did this platform as well, too. You know, because it's really hard for us to sometimes get to a book fair, or, you know, people don't know who we are when we get our books out there. So this is one of the reasons why I did this as well, too, just to, you know, have get other authors as yourself, you know, my brothers and sisters, a platform to talk about their books and things of that nature. So,
absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And then also another question that I have for you as well, too. Do you like being an indie author, or are you under a contract, or what would you prefer? Indie author writing or being under a contract?
Right now I enjoy being independent because this is my baby. And, you know, I'm taking it on that journey. And the great thing is that I have a strong support system around me that riding this journey with me. There were times when, even though when the manuscript was finished, that I didn't want to do it, that I was actually honestly afraid to do it. My husband was like, what are you waiting for? Why are you stopping? You've made it to this point. Why are you stopping? So right now I'm enjoying the circle that I have around me and the connections that I'm making with it. So I don't necessarily know if I want to be signed as of yet. I think maybe down the road that's something I would reconsider, but right now I'm comfortable where I am. I really like being able to be independent and then connect to others and, you know, see where I can build on my own from right now.
Okay, awesome. And that's the same thing with me. I don't want nobody telling me how to write, Tanya.
Yes.
I don't want nobody telling me how to write. That's the one thing when someone asks me that question, I say, I don't want nobody telling me how to write, because with popular authors like Terry McMillan, Eric Jerome Dickey, sometimes in some of their books you can notice the different style that they're writing in now, or say with the reaching their audience, and it's because they're being told to write a specific way. And like I said, I don't want nobody telling me how to write, and then if I don't get it right, you got to go back and do it again. Like you said, it's your baby. And you want to be proud of your baby. You worked hard for it, and you don't want nobody telling you, well, this ain't right, you got to take it back and redo it again. Nope. So I definitely agree with you on that.
Even trying to find the right editor is hard, because, you know,
that too.
They just want to come through and chop it up and take part. So when you find one that can keep your story intact and follow along with the vision that you have, you know, that's a scary process just right there. You know, you're trusting someone with something that you created.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because I know my editor, when I was my second or third book, we kind of was going back and forth at each other, because it was like I had a certain part of the book that I didn't want her to take out, and she did it, and I'm like, no, I want you to keep that in there. You know, this is gonna make more sense, you know, and she's like, no, you did this and take it out, and I'm like, no, this makes more sense. This makes a lot more sense to me. So definitely your editor can be a struggle with you with trying to, you know, take things out, and you're like, no, I think this needs to be in it. Then it's like, they'll go back. My editor, she went back and was like, let me read it again. Okay, yeah, I do understand. This needs to be in it.
Like, and it's different, you know, because they can't see. When we're writing, we see the whole story in our head. It plays out so clear that it's like a movie in our head. We're just putting it on words. So sometimes they get lost. They're not able to carry that. So we have to be able to show that to them.
Exactly, and definitely. Like I said, she saw that and was like, okay, let me go back. Let me just look at it again. And she's like, okay, yeah, I see what you mean. I see what you're saying. It does show that part that you pointed out there. And it's like, okay, so let's keep it in. Let's not take it out. And she's like, okay,
I'm telling you.
Yes, definitely. Well, okay, I see Sean has made his way in here. And I want to bring him into our conversation with us, Tanya. So I'm going to cue him in, Sean Starling. So, Sean, you're here, brother.
Yo, can you hear me? I'm with y'all on Bluetooth. I'm in the car. Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you.
We can hear you.
Cool. Can you hear me? Can you hear me clear?
Yeah.
Y'all gotta excuse me, man. I'm still thugging, man. Y'all gotta excuse me. My life is exciting.
We gonna fight when I see you, dude. I'm gonna have to put the cup in the headlock, body slam you a couple of times. You may be a little taller and a little bigger than me, but I'm gonna have to hit me up.
What's good though, man? What's happening?
Nothing. What's going on with you?
Jeff, you asked all the questions, man. I can't even get a question in. You asked everything.
we got Tanya on the show, Sean. Come on now.
Yeah. That's what I say. You asked all. I'm picking.
You gotta have something for me.
Yeah, I mean, like I read some of the book. Kind of like you just went right in, didn't you? You ain't holding nothing up. You just went right in.
I did give you that warning. I told you it was gonna go in. Honestly, you hit page two and you already there. All you gotta do is open the book.
Page one. I said, oh, she just went right in. No, you gave me a warning, though. I give you that much.
I didn't want to get to
erotic. It's not really, like, one of my big genres, but I did want to keep reading the book because I want to get to, you said it had some murder mystery involved in it.
It's a whole lot going on in there. It's so many layers in that book, but it keeps you. As soon as you think you know what's happening, you completely have no idea what just happened.
So I definitely want to finish it. It's complicated.
Just read the book, bro. Just read the book.
Because
you know I'm
going to
clown you.
That's one, man. Hey, y'all got to excuse me, man. I want to know your process, though. I did want to know. That's one of the things I really wanted to know, Tanya, your process, your writing. Like, how do you deal with writer's block, or what type of muse do you have? Like, when the word's not coming to you, what do you do then?
Honestly, because I've gotten stuck with that story so many times, I honestly walk away from it. I learned to stop trying to force it, and I honestly walk away from it. And I won't think about the story. I won't do anything for it. I won't do anything. I won't even read anything else. I'll just completely disconnect myself from reading and literature altogether. Sometimes I've even decided, you know, if I get to a point that I decide I really want to write, I'll start a whole new story. I'll start something totally separate from it. And then all of a sudden it'll pull me back. But I've had writer's block for a very long time with different chapters in that book. Because sometimes you got to figure out how to make it all flow together. What are you tying to? And you need to bring in something, you know, exciting to keep it going. So it's hard. It really is.
It is.
I know from experience.
Yeah, I'm experiencing a little bit of that too.
And I got like three half of stories complete. Like that's where I'm at with this writing thing. Like where I'm working on this story one day and then I don't have enough for it no more. Then I'm getting on me the next story. And I got another book I'm working on. Then I might start on something like, but I don't. It's a weird process for me, but I'm doing it.
It is. I jump back and forth. I jump back and forth sometimes. But lately, what I've been doing, I've been trying to keep my stuff on track because now I've had people come to me saying, "All right, I read this book, but I need something else. What else do you have for me?" So now that I know I've got people really engaged, and they, when I say they're hounding me for more, I got to get it done. I got to stay focused on these stories right here. So I'm on focus. I'm trying to stay on track with it.
What motivates you when you want to say something? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say I agree with you on that because, like I said, with my fifth book, I've been kind of, you know, having that whole type of writer's block, too. So I was just going to say I agree with Tanya on that, too. It's like you jump back and forth with writing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely what I do. I ain't going to lie. I do that all the time. But it makes me feel unorganized, man.
Yeah, especially because if life gets busy, you know, like I said, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I work, we all work, you know, we all got stuff happening in life. Sometimes we'll let that become a priority and we, you know, like we'll put that on the back burner, but you just got to find some way to stay connected. Like I said, I keep a notepad with me at all times. Sometimes I got like 3 or 4 notepads going with different stuff on it. But every day
I just started doing that. I've been doing that for about a month now. I keep a little notepads with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely like okay. So what motivated you to write in this erotic genre? Like,
honestly, it's the craziest thing. I really, when I first started, you know, that first page, I had no intentions of it going that way, and then because everything just started developing, and it just became more and more and more until it was a whole form. Like, I honestly. Some of the things in the book, like, people would be like, I can't believe you said that. I'm like, neither can I. I don't know where it came from. Because, of course, with that book, they get questions, you know, did you do this? Is this about you? Have you done this? Who did this? So, but like I said, it's just a vivid mind. You just go with it. As you know, the words start flowing, you go with it.
Okay. That's dope. Because that's like one of the terms I never really touched into. I kind of keep it. And I ain't saying that it's a good thing or a bad thing. It's just like my writing process. I kind of just stick to. I got a habit of sticking to what I know and what I relate to, what I've been through already. So I guess I don't know. Like I know it's a big. It's a big thing. Like a lot of people like erotica though, but I don't know.
People like it because it's an escape of their reality, and that's all it is. Just like that's all reading is. It's an escape. So it's, you know, what do people want to read? And if you try, you know, you actually probably could. You'd be surprised. You'd surprise yourself. You actually probably could.
Yeah, I probably. I don't know. I did a couple of my books, and my homeboys in the prison was telling me my sex names were born. I said, oh, shit. I said, well, damn, you got to, I guess I got to work on my imagination.
They telling you to step it up. You got to step it up.
Right. Yeah.
But I write what I feel. So, like, I'm more, like, I guess that ain't really, like, that's something we all relate to sex or whatever, but it ain't, like, what's really. Like, I don't want to make this about me. Like, what, do you find yourself looking for purposes to write? Like,
no. When I actually sit down to write, especially when I'm writing those sex scenes, it's not me. I actually separate myself because so one of the scenes involved two women, and I've had people say, how can you write about having sex with another woman? It's just writing about having sex. You take yourself out of it. It's not me that's writing it. It's my alternate persona that's writing this book. TJ LaRue is a writer, and that's what you're getting, someone who's sitting there writing. That's it.
Right. So what did my question like was like when I asked you about purpose, like do you feel the need to reach touch on certain issues is what I'm trying to ask you, like that's going on in the world. Do you feel the need as a writer? Do you feel compelled to touch on certain issues like racism and stuff like that?
No, for me, I really don't, because we get that in our everyday life. We hear it all day on the news, and the conversations we have with other friends, family, we hear it all day in the world. You know, we get politics, we get hate, we get all of that in there. So this is the escape. This is an escape for me, and this is an escape for my
reason. Exactly. Yep. I like that. I like that answer.
Yep.
I like that answer. Go ahead,
Finn. You want to be able to take readers on a journey and get them away from what we got to deal with all the time.
Right.
And I can agree with that. Not to cut you out, Sean. I can agree with that too, because actually, I didn't want to, but in my fifth book, it's going to kind of detail some of the stuff that's going on in the media today. And I didn't want to, Tanya, but I guess I feel like I had to touch on it a little bit because of what's going on. Yeah. But I do agree with what you're saying where, you know, it's an escape from us hearing about the stuff that goes, you know, we hear about that every day, the police brutality, all this other stuff going on in the African American community. But I felt like, I don't know, in my fifth book, Sean, I felt like I wanted to touch on it just a little bit. So I do talk about it a little bit in my fifth book.
I mean, because I know we want a distraction. We want to, you know, just escape our reality. There's nothing wrong with that. But when these things are constantly going on around us, like, sometimes it just comes out naturally. You wouldn't even try to do it. It just happened because this is the time we're living in. But, you know, I always wondered, like, because sometimes I felt like I was, as an author, I was supposed to write about that stuff, and I was supposed to address these issues in a creative way. But I like your answer, though. Like, we do need, you know, time to escape what's going on around us. So I guess it's a lane for both avenues.
I'm saying, and at the same time, we need writers to write about those issues and be able to make it relatable so that people can sit back and be able to read that. So,
yeah, it's a lane for both. You get to escape, and then you got to write it that. Yeah, I like. And I put a lot of pressure on myself as a writer. So, and your answer kind of like took some pressure away. Like sometimes, just write for the people that want to get away from the madness. You know,
you can still tie those messages in, because once you take that pressure off and you just start writing, you can write about what's around you and what you see. But once you take that pressure off, it's just going to flow. It's going to flow so easy.
Mm-hmm.
I love talking to people who write. I love talking to people who want to create.
Right. You got it. Have you ever thought about getting into the film?
I have, because, and I've been told with this story that it's very vivid, so it's something that needs to be filmed. A lot of people want to see it in a movie because it's so descriptive that you see the characters in your head. They become your friends. Like, for a long time, you know, some of the characters, they were my friends because it's so clear. So hopefully one day...
Right.
It can be that one on my website. There is actually a book trailer that plays out on it. So I'm definitely trying to get it there.
You make sure you leave your website before we.
Oh yes, we definitely gonna get our before we got
it. Absolutely.
Well, I'm gonna take some calls.
Oh yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to take you. What was you going to say, Sean? I'm sorry, I didn't cut you off.
Oh, go ahead. Take your calls, man. Yeah.
Okay,
good.
I'm going to take some calls in the queue, Tanya. I see a few people here. So I'm going to take some calls, and we're going to talk to a few people. So I'm going to just call out the last digits of numbers. So we got area code is 540-6299. You're on the Saturday Spotlight with Jeff, Sean, and Tanya. Go ahead and speak. Hello? Okay, I guess they don't want to speak.
It's okay.
All right, we got 708. And the last four digits is 0814. You're on the Saturday Spotlight with Jeff, Sean, and Tanya. Go ahead and speak.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, this is your Auntie Vaughn.
Hello, Auntie Vaughn. It's my second set of ass, Tanya and Sean. This is my second set of ass for when I'm editing my manuscript.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I enjoyed everything I've heard so far. I love to read. Jeffrey and I used to exchange books back and forth. And I'm a reader, and I do proofread some of his stuff. When he gets through, he lets me look through it.
Oh, well, I definitely would love to get your feedback. So I'm definitely going to make sure I get you a copy.
Oh, okay. Okay, because I want to read... Your latest book that's coming out. I want to read the one before I forgot what you said the name of it was.
This one is Sinful Pleasures.
I want to read that one. Yep, I want.
As long as you're ready for it.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, you all keep on keeping on and doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. So now we got 708. 1527 is the last four digits. You're on the Saturday Spotlight with Jeff, Sean, and Tanya. Go ahead and speak.
Good evening, doctors. I'm Jeff.
Hello.
I listen in periodically to the show. I'm enjoying what I'm hearing so far. I'm not a reader like Jeffrey and my sister are, but I do purchase books, and from time to time I do get around to reading them, and once it's a go, I keep going until I do finish them.
You've got to get a good one that grabs you and takes you all the way to the end.
That is true. Once it grabs me, I can't put it down. I got to go with it.
Yep. Got to get a good page turner.
Yes, yes.
All right. Okay. So now we're going to move to 540-7613. You're on the Saturday Spotlight with Jeff, Sean, and Tanya. Go ahead and speak.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, I just want to say that I loved, loved, loved Simple Pleasures. It's definitely one of those books that it's not predictable, and it was I like she said, it's very vivid, and I cannot wait until there's a movie. Like, you cannot put this book down. And I'm excited to be on the phone. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, this is my sweetheart right here. When I tell you that I have such a great support system, and she was one of the ones who said, okay, I need more. When can I have more? Even before I announced that I wanted to put a book out, like, I was sending her little snippets, and she's like, this is my Mary. This is my Mary. She was like, I need more. I absolutely need more. So when's the next one coming? And I truly appreciate having you in my circle. I love you to death. And
oh, my gosh, I love you.
We have yet to meet in person. This is when I say someone from social media who fell in love with my craft and have just been pushing me to keep going every day.
Yes, it started with her poetry. Like, I've never read anything that gave me such a physical response. So I was like, I need more. I became instantly addicted to your writing style. So I'm so excited that your writing brought us together and we have the relationship that we have now.
Yes, indeed. I'm so appreciative. I love you to death. I'm telling you, this is my sister. She is just, we just, complete strangers have completely bonded for the love of literature. That's what this is about.
Yes, absolutely. Well, congratulations, and I'll just keep listening to you guys.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for calling in. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All righty, then we have one more, Tanya. Area code 302-5595. You're on the Saturday Spotlight with Jeff, Sean, and Tanya. Go ahead and speak. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hi. I just wanted to definitely give Tanya support and tell her I am so proud of everything she's doing, and I am one of her biggest fans, and can't wait until the next work comes out.
I can't wait to give you more. When I tell you, I'm so thankful of my circle. She started reading when I would just send it out by email, a little short snippet at a time,
absolutely.
A text,
oh, wow,
at a time by email. What do you think about this? And she would be like, okay, where's the rest? That's great, but there's got to be more. And when I say they pushed me to keep going, to keep going, to keep going. So I have
and
to.
And I'm ready for the
yep.
next. So waiting to see it coming. So much support. Love hearing you on here, and
thank you.
Much love.
Love you too. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Mhm.
I love my circle. I really do. They keep me going.
And that's a good thing that you got the big circle like you do. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You're going to need that. You're going to need that, man. You're going to need that. Like, that's what keep you going, man. Like,
yeah.
So,
they're
okay, Ty.
So, Ty, what you got? What's the next you got? Like, do you feel the need to hurry up and rush new material out, or do you just go with the flow and be like, no, I'm not dropping it until I feel like it's 100% ready?
In the beginning, as soon as it first came out and everybody was like, all right, I read this, and they would read it in one day, like, I need another one. And I kind of at one point felt obligated, like, all right, oh, my God, I got to hurry up and get going. I need to put something else out there. And I'm like, let this sit for a little bit. But in the meantime, since I had been collecting all these short stories and some of my poems, I said, well, I need to make use of this. But in the meantime, let me give this to my readers, kind of just to hold them over and at the same time engage them, because I want them to be part of this process. Let them pick what would be, at that point, it would be my fourth book. So, you know, why not have them part of the journey? So it kind of gives them a little bit of time to say, hold on, together we're going to work on this. And then when I finally am ready to put Simple Pleasures Part 2 out, and I'm on chapter 5 of that one. So I'm actively working on it, but I don't want to force it because I want it to be genuine. I want it to be true to the book.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, you, when them readers be like, yo, I'm ready, I need that.
Yep.
Kinda
you want to catch them. You want to catch them when you can.
It pushes you a little bit. Yeah, it pushes you a little bit. But I think we need a good push. Yeah. I think it's good to have a good push, but not a force.
No. Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
When they started saying, all right, I need more, I had actually stopped. I was like, all right, I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to take a break for a minute. I'm going to sit back and be in this moment and let me market this, you know, the whole nine. But they were like, nah, we need more. You got to do something. You got to give us something. We need more. So,
right.
I was like, all right. I want to keep pushing myself. So I like to write. I want to keep writing. It took me 10 years to put out Simple Pleasures. I don't want to.
Oh, wow.
10 years.
Yeah, because I went through a whole process. It took me 10 years. And the crazy part is the fact that it took me 10 years and this book's content is still relevant today, it's crazy.
That's crazy. So, Tanya, tell us this. Tanya, tell us this. What's coming up next for you in the new year?
New year, I'm definitely giving my collection of short stories. That's definitely happening in the new year. That's the first thing I want to start with. And I actually want to connect with other writers and, you know, just try to, you know, build a good circle together and maybe at some point down the line co-write with somebody.
Okay.
You plan on attending any events?
Hmm?
Are you planning to attend any events? Like when,
I do two events a month at minimum. I'm constantly doing events. Anywhere I can be at.
Okay.
Sometimes
I
have
to go to
the next place you might be.
Hmm? What'd you say?
You want to tell the people the next place you might be?
Well, actually, I'm at the African American Book Expo in Germantown, Pennsylvania on November 30th. If you guys go to all my social media is TJ LaRue. That's TJLARUE. My website is TJLaRue.com, and all my events I post on there. But yeah, I try to keep it moving. I want to stay around. Like I said, I want to stay around other writers. I want to keep my face out there, and you know, it's a good journey. So I'm on it.
Okay. Awesome. So. Definitely. So, Tanya, what's your social media handles? Where can they find you at?
Again, you can get me at TJ LaRue. I'm on Facebook, Instagram.
My bad, man.
You can catch me on all that. Again, my website, tjlarue.com. But, yeah, I'm straight across on all of them.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Well, I'm thankful that you came on the show today, Tanya. Glad you came on to talk with me and Sean today about your book, Simple Pleasures. And we're definitely going to get that book of yours out to my aunt, the editor.
Yes, I can't
so
wait
can
for
read
her to read
and,
it.
Yes, she's going to have it done within 2 to 3 days. So she'll
I
definitely
can't wait.
See
I can't
maybe,
wait.
Yes, because that's all she does is sit there and read. Definitely, definitely. Well, thank you
I'm
so much for coming on,
list.
Tanya. Oh, yeah. Keep on that because she loves books. She
right,
loves books, definitely.
There. But guys, thank you so much for having me. It's been great talking to you. Don't beat Sean up too bad. He tried. Don't beat him up too bad.
Oh, yes. Sean, yeah. Sean, he said don't get you too bad,
no.
Bro.
And we'll talk again when my next one comes out.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
I definitely
yeah.
plan to have you on again.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Guys, thanks for talking with me tonight.
No problem. You take care. Have a good evening.
Hello?
Yep.
You held it down, man.
Yeah.
You held it down, man.
I'm glad you came in, bro. When you
yeah,
did,
I'm
glad
a,
you came in.
I got to know everything I wanted to know, man.
Okay, cool.
I'll tell you what happened. I don't know. We still on air or what, so I'll tell you what happened later, man.
Okay, cool. Once we get off, I definitely going to holler at you about what happened.
yeah, it was a trifecta, man. Shit just, oh, my God.
All right, well, let me finish up these last two minutes. Well, next week, me and Sean will talk to author Marquita B. I'm sorry. We'll talk to her about her book, The Single Wife. And also, y'all don't want to forget to turn them clocks back tonight. We lose an hour. Daylight saving time ends tonight. So turn those clocks back tonight. Tonight. We lose that hour. So I'm signing off. This is Jeff and Sean for the Saturday Spotlight. Sean, you got anything to say before we end?
Nah, man. Peace and blessings, man.
Definitely. And as I always tell everybody, what you do for Christ will last. The only thing that you do for Christ, the only thing that matters is what you do for Christ, and it will last. So definitely, till next week, same time, same station, me and Sean coming to you on the Saturday Spotlight.